Flib patted his head gently.
There, there. No good crying, mate. At least he never took you. Who else?
Gertchen the Mole Maid had been taking a look around.
But I think they'm taking a little herbaby. Ewan called Urfa. She'm gone from her brother.
A mouse babe began wailing.
They're gonna eat them! We'll be next!
Flib tugged the mouse's tail, silencing him.
Don't talk, stupid. If they were going to eat us, they would have done it long ago, while we was all still fat and healthy.
Midda picked up Borty, who had been wakened by the mouse babe's cries. She rocked him to and fro.
Then what do you suppose they plan on doing to him?
Flib raised her voice bad-temperedly.
Well, how am I supposed to know, eh? They took him, and that's all there is to it. See? We'd better be ready to fight him off, if and he comes back to take more of us.
Tura shrugged.
And how are we supposed to do that?
Her inquiry seemed to throw Flib into a greater rage. She waved her paws about wildly.
Look, I ain't in charge here. Can't you think for yourselves instead of sitting there, scringing and moaning? At least I'm doing something. I'm trying to dig a tunnel out of here. In fact, that's what I think I'll do now. Carry on digging. Come on, yous two.
A moment later, she and her two mole helpers had vanished into the tunnel, leaving the rest to their own devices. Tura took up the wet rag and began wiping Flandor's wound, her jaw set tightly.
Not much good asking your sister for help, is it?
Midda saw that Borty had gone back to sleep. She placed him carefully down on a bed of old dried grass.
That's not very fair, Tura. Flib's doing her best to dig that tunnel so we can all escape. I know she can get a bit moody at times, but she's always been that way. Take my word for it. Flib has a good heart. She'll help us in her own way. You'll see.
Flandor sat upright, nursing his head.
Aye, Tura, she's right. Hush! Did you hear that? Some beast unlocking the door. Get them all back against the walls. Be ready to fight this time.
The light of fear banished the dullness from young eyes as every beast put their backs to the wall and waited with bated breath. The door opened to reveal Thwip, Binter and two guards with the prisoners' food. Flandor recognised the guards as part of the group who had beaten him with their spear butts. Despite his injuries, the young otter charged at them with teeth bared.
Dirty cowards! Only two of you this time. Well, let's see how brave you are without your gang.
Thwip pushed the cauldron of gruel forward and backed off, cracking his whip. He called to the others.
Binter, leave the water. Let's get out of this place. Leave them to feed themselves. That stream dog's gone mad.
The four vermin hurried from the scene, slamming the door and peering through the grating. The other captives, urged on by Flandor's example, hurled themselves at the locked door, banging on it, shouting insults and threats at their jailers.
Yeah, dirty, rotten, stinky cowards!
Give us back our free friend!
You're too scared to come back in here and face us!
Brr, you mother should be ashamed of me!